Well, in high school sports last night, let's start with wrestling around the area last evening. Shenandoah defeated Red Oak 45-24. It was Creston over Shenandoah 58-9, and Creston beating Shenandoah 67-12. Trainer beat Woodbine 54-30. Underwood over Trainer 45-36. Underwood downed Woodbine 60-24. And Underwood over St. Albert 60-18. Lewis Central was a 52-24 winner in wrestling last night over Sioux City North. Also in high school wrestling news, the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association released their latest dual team rankings on Thursday. In Class 1A, the dual team rankings show Don Bosco on top with Lisbon and Albernette 2-3. Logan Magnolia is ranked 4th this week. Also in the top 16 list is Missouri Valley. They're at number 14. In Class 2A, in the dual team rankings, New Hampton is ranked number 1 with Creston ranked 2nd this week. Davenport Assumption is number 3. Also in the top 10 is Glenwood. They're in at number 10. And in the big school list in Class 3A, it's Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley, and Fort Dodge, the top 3 rated teams. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson comes in ranked number 22 in this week's poll. In high school basketball action last night, first of all with girls high school hoops in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic went on the road and came away with a two-point win, 37-35 last night in a game that was rescheduled from a Tuesday night postponement. Atlantic picking up that two-point 37-35 victory over Kemper Catholic. Catherine Leonard had a double-double to help lead the Atlantic girls with 14 points and 14 rebounds last night. Also last evening in the Rolling Valley Conference, Adair Casey beat Coon Rapids Bayard 60-21. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was I-35 over Bedford 67-50. Nottoway Valley got a big night from Josie Clark as they pick up a 53-25 win over Lennox. Clark had 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 block shots to help the win. Also, Panorama beat Earlham 60-18. West Central Valley topping Guthrie Center 62-40 in girls basketball last night. In boys high school basketball, it was a tough two-point loss for Atlantic last night at home as Kemper Catholic outlasting Atlantic in a back-and-forth affair. 51-49 was the final count. Kemper Catholic, the winner, Matt Dentlinger, had 19 points and 13 rebounds to help Kemper Catholic. He hit the game-winning basket late in that contest. Garrett Franken was the game's high scorer for Atlantic. He had 25 points. Ryan Hawkins chipped in with 16. Not enough, though. Kemper Catholic wins it by 2. Also in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert over Shenandoah 80-69. Lewis Central beating Denison 46-41. Sydney, an overtime winner over Clarinda last night, 59-56. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, Tri-Center got past Griswold 55-49. Brody Barrier had 20 points for Tri-Center. James Reynolds with 18 and Drake Reber with 15 helped to lead Griswold in that game last night. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard, a 58-35 winner over Adair Casey. In the Corner Conference tournament, it was Fremont Mills advancing to the title game with a 56-42 win over East Mills. Also, Stanton beat Essex 64-41. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox topping Nottoway Valley 73-61 last night. I-35 beat Bedford 73-56. Also in boys hoops last night, it was Guthrie Center, a 55-37 winner over West Central Valley. Well, Peter Jock scored a career-high 29 points, and number 9 Iowa shook off pesky Rutgers in the second half, posting a harder-than-expected 90-76 victory last night in a game heard here on KJAN. Jared Utoff and Anthony Clemens added 20 points apiece as the Hawkeyes won their 8th straight game and their 12th in a row in the Big Ten Conference dating back to last season. Coach Fran McCaffrey says he enjoys having multiple options on offense.
We've got multiple three-point shooters, and the good thing is we have, you know, like Dom was off tonight, Bear was off tonight, but of course Jared and Pete were on fire. Clemens was great. So that's, you know, that's critical. You need multiple three-point shooters so you know, you can spread the floor and move the ball. You can get them in transition. You can get them in your motion offense, which we did.
Iowa used a zone defense late in the first half in a 16-7 run that gave them an 8-point lead, 45-37 at the break, and it opened up the game in the second half with the long-range shooting. Mike Williams had 17 points to lead Rutgers, which was coming off a 50-point loss to number 22 Purdue on Monday, its worst home loss. The Hawkeyes improved to 15-3 overall. They're now 6-0 in Big Ten Conference play, tied for the top spot. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, number 12 Arizona, a 71-57 winner at Stanford. Oregon, top 21st-ranked Southern Cal, 89-81. Number 22 Purdue, a winner over Ohio State, 75-64. And number 23 Kentucky was a winner over Arkansas, 80-66 on the road last night. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have promoted Brad Childress and Matt Nagy to co-offensive coordinators, where they'll replace new Philadelphia Eagles coach Doug Peterson. Childress had been the spread game analyst and special projects coach the past 3 years, while Nagy was in charge of quarterbacks. Childress also spent 5 seasons as the head coach in Minnesota. Both assistants have lengthy histories with Chiefs coach Andy Reid. Childress spent 7 seasons with him in Philadelphia, coaching quarterbacks for 3 years and the final 4 as offensive coordinator. Nagy was an offensive quality control coach in Philadelphia, and he followed Reid to Kansas City prior to the 2013 season. Chiefs general manager John Dorsey expects running back Jamaal Charles to be ready for next season, though he sidestepped questions about a number of pending free agents. In his first comments since the Chiefs' season ended with a playoff loss in New England, Dorsey said Thursday that Charles is ahead of schedule in his return from a torn ACL that he suffered in a game on October 11th. Dorsey declined to discuss the future of All-Pro safety Eric Berry and veteran linebackers Derek Johnson and Tom Bahali, saying only that, quote, "I would like to assess every situation." All three have been a major part of the Kansas City defense, and all three are free agents. Other notable free agents include defensive tackle Jay Howard and quarterback Chase Daniel. Well, this ball controversy thing can't be blamed on the Patriots. Massachusetts State Police came to the rescue before Saturday's NFL playoff game between New England and Kansas City by delivering footballs that the game officials left back at their hotel. League officials contacted the Hyatt at Logan Airport when it was discovered that some balls and air pressure gauges had been left behind. The balls were the ones used in the kicking game. Hotel workers entered the room and a state trooper drove the equipment to Gillette Stadium, arriving about an hour before kickoff. The officials' gaffe came about a year after the start of the deflated football scandal, when the Patriots were accused of using underinflated footballs. In baseball news, Chris Davis has signed the richest contract in the history of the Baltimore Orioles. The defending Major League home run champion gets a new 7-year deal that'll pay him $161 million. Davis had 47 homers and 117 RBIs last season and ranked 13th in the majors with 100 runs scored. Since 2012, Davis leads the majors with 159 home runs and ranks 4th with 412 RBIs. Although he's only been with the Orioles since the middle of the 2011 season, Davis is 10th on the team's career home run list with 161. Florida prosecutors have decided not to file charges in a domestic disturbance case involving Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman and his girlfriend last October. The Broward Assistant State Attorney issued a closeout memo saying conflicting accounts and insufficient evidence have made a conviction in that case unlikely. And Major League Baseball is pushing back this year's deadline to make trades without waivers by one day to Monday, August 1st. That move is designed to avoid having players on the field during Sunday afternoon games as they are about to be dealt. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.